2.3. What shall we do with Grandad? Part 2.
Well, when my father became ill and went to hospital, James and I fell out. He wanted me to look after Dad, but I thought he needed professional help. I mean, if anything happened in the house, then I wouldn't be able to cope, would I? I'm not a doctor. James kept saying that because I had space, then Dad should come here. But I don't think he realised what that would mean. Changing all the house to have a bathroom on the ground floor, turning the dining room into a bedroom. Dad wouldn't be able to get upstairs, you see. And then there's looking after him. Taking him to the toilet and bathing him and all that. It would be okay for James to do that, as he's a man, but for me it seemed wrong. I felt that James was just trying to get me to do all the work and sort out all the problems and change my life, while his life would remain absolutely the same. That's not fair. James's excuse was he was working. He could easily have hired a care worker to help look after Dad during the day. He has lots of money. And then he could have taken over when he got back from work. Oh, it's clear to me that if he'd really wanted, then he could easily have looked after Dad. Instead, he just blames me. It's so unfair.